Hello, my name is Lisa Peterson, and I teach at Granite State Arts Academy in Salem, New Hampshire. We are a public performing arts charter school. Last year, I taught 11th grade humanities, which was U.S. history and English. I will have those same students as 12th graders this year, and going into the school year, I know at this point that I will be discussing and opening up the dialogue of the events that occurred in Charlottesville with them. I have been making sure I keep myself informed so I am able to answer any questions they may have and to ensure we can have an open and respectful dialogue about the events. I also subscribe to Teaching Tolerance both online and in print and frequently look to them for appropriate ways to approach such discussions in the classroom. As far as preparing this particular group of seniors for this discussion, I believe that honestly began last year when they were studying U.S. history with me. For the last quarter of their 11th grade year, we read the autobiography of Martin Luther King Jr. and extensively studied the Civil Rights Movement. From this unit, we studied using satyagraha as response to hate, civil disobedience, and Dr. King's use of those methods when he and the SCLC responded to violence by men in power with nonviolent protest. I used a lesson on the First Amendment from the Anti-Defamation League, a lesson on the 14th Amendment from the National Education Association. I tend to search around for multiple sources when I teach the Civil Rights Movement in my classroom. We also watched almost all of the episodes of Eyes on the Prize and multiple times talked about the difference between what free speech is and what hate speech is. One student kept pausing and asking, "Why are they so angry?" meaning the angry white moms. Or, what do they think is being taken from them? He was probably referring to Ross Barnett or one of those men in power back then. I was accused of making all those men into one man because I could never remember their names. I feel like that question will arise again, though. Why are they so angry, Miss P? I don't think we'll have an answer, but I'm sure they will try to figure it out. My incoming 11th graders were also in a humanities class with me last year, and we read the novel The Book Thief by Marcus Zusak, one of my absolute favorite books of all time. That particular novel is a snapshot of World War II Germany. During the reading of that novel, we took a look at book burning in Nazi Germany, as well as the use of propaganda to control a nation. In order to fully appreciate the novel, you really need a good background of World War II and the Holocaust. I think perhaps for this group of incoming students, their questions will be, how can people in America want to use that symbol and follow that kind of hate? There is no organic way for this particular class to have this discussion, and I'm still working on how to involve it with them, as their first unit is A Crucible by Arthur Miller, and it will not just come up organically, but the 12th graders, their first unit is actually the autobiography of Malcolm X. I think no matter what, it is important to open up a dialogue about this. The Common Core asks us to make our students into critical thinkers, and when an event like this happens, it can't be ignored. We live in an information age when students are seeing both full accounts, but also sound bites, and it's important to discuss how that can influence us as society too. What is the difference between a soundbite and the actual article it comes from? When I get the question like, why are they so angry and what do they think is being taken from them? I ask them, what do they think? Honestly, the answer is usually nothing is being taken from them and anger gets them nowhere. There is no place for that kind of hate, the kind shown in Charlottesville in our country. We must keep the dialogue open to young people. Here's something I honestly grapple with all the time. I'm constantly asking myself, am I the right person to teach this? Am I the right person to have this discussion? And I don't know. Perhaps I'm not. But I do know that I'm willing to, and I'm constantly striving to stay informed and to get my students to ask thought-provoking questions. I'm going into my 20th year of teaching, and in my tenure, I have tried to always ensure my classroom is a safe learning space. I have no tolerance for words of hate in my classroom environment. And is that the best I can do? No. I think it's the comedian Jim Jefferies who ends every one of his shows with, "I'm Jim Jefferies, I think we can all do better." And I totally agree with that. We should always strive to do better as people.